think she's fixed, you can go ahead and turn on the stove.
Okay. Okay.
All right, give her some gas.
Okay.
A little more.
All right.
A little more.
Okay.
A little bit more.
Okay.
Whoa, turn it off, turn it off, turn
oh,
it off,
God.
Turn it off.
It's off.
Well, she's as good as new.
Are you all right?
Oh, yeah. Takes more than a solid wall of blue flame to slow down Lowell Mather.
Hey, let me help you with this.
No, that's okay.
No, really, it's the least I can do.
That's okay. I can get it.
As for fixing my stove, that's for being so sweet, Lowell.
Hey, backdraft, your hat's smoking.
I was fixing Helen's stove.
Oh, I thought it was because you're trying to remember where you live.
Joe, sorry to interrupt you. Can I talk to you for a second?
Yes, sure, Lowell. Come on in. Hey, Lowell, did you know that your hat is smoldering?
Yes, I do. Joe, I need to ask you about something. Brian, it's a little personal.
Ah, don't worry, Lowell. There's nothing you can say in front of Joe that I won't have to explain to him later. Just what exactly is that supposed to mean?
Shh.
Later, Joe.
Joe, when it comes to you and Helen, would you say there's any of that romantic stuff still going on?
No.
Okay, that's all I needed to know. See ya.
You weren't thinking of asking Helen out on a date now, were you, Lowell?
Actually, I wasn't. But then her soft, moist lips caressed my cheek, and suddenly I realized just how lonely I've been. It was as if long dead feelings were suddenly awakened.
Wait, back up, Lowell. Helen kissed you?
Twice.
Why on earth? I mean, why?
Couldn't help herself, I guess.
Listen, buddy, you know, sometimes women do things that are friendly, and that's all they are, is friendly.
Well, what exactly are you saying, Joe? That Helen wouldn't be interested in going out with someone like me?
Joe, the voice. No, I'm not saying that.
Well, spit it out, man. I'm not made of glass. Though sometimes I wish I were, glass being an extremely poor conductor of electricity.
I think what Joe is saying here is that nobody ever got anything in this life without sticking their neck on the line, so you go for it, big guy.
Brian.
Well, that's all I needed to hear. Here goes nothing.
Now, why on earth did you do that? I better warn Helen.
Lunch counter, Helen Chapel speaking. How may I help?
Yeah, Helen, listen, Joe, listen.
Hold on, Joe. Lowe's trying to ask for something.
What, you think he asked her? Nice going, Brian. Lowell's upset. Helen's in a really embarrassing position. Got anything else planned for today?
If I could just get Roy to light that cigar I gave him, then I'd say my work is done.
It's Miller time.
Lowell.
Oh, hello there, Helen.
I've been looking all over for you. Are you okay?
Of course. Why wouldn't I be okay?
Well, you seemed pretty upset when you ran out of the terminal.
Well, I haven't the slightest idea what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. Now, I don't think we can just ignore what just happened.
Nothing happened, you silly lady.
Okay, you're right. I probably just imagined the whole thing. But just in case I didn't, I want you to know that I laughed because you surprised me. And I didn't think you were serious.
Well, an unnecessary apology, but I accept.
Great. Because I certainly didn't mean to imply that going out on a date with you would be something to laugh at.
So,
I hope we can just put this behind us.
And
it'll never happen again.
Meaning?
Meaning?
Will you go out with me or not? So you won't go out with me?
Well, no, Lola, I didn't say that.
So you will go out with me?
Well, no, I didn't say that either.
Well, which is it? You won't go out with me, or you will go out with me?
Well, I just don't see any reason why not. Let's go out.
Whoa. Well, that came out of nowhere.
We can just go to dinner or something, okay?
Okay, I'll pick you up at 8.
Tonight?
Why wait? And you might want to wear something black.
Oh, listen, you know, we don't have to go anywhere fancy.
Well, we're not. It's just that there's a big grease stain on the seat of my truck.
You know, Faye, you really are quite a handsome woman.
Just how many martinis did you have at lunch today?
3. Why?
I can always tell when Roy's had lunch at the Elks Club.
Perhaps you should just accept Roy's compliment for what it is. After all, you do look particularly appealing this afternoon.
And where did you eat lunch?
I was Roy's guest.
I'd better take the keys to your cab.
Here you go. I think I'll take a little nap in the hangar. You hot number, you.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
Al.
Hey. So, how'd your date go with Lowell last night? We would have asked him, but we haven't seen him yet this morning.
you don't have him handcuffed to the bedpost, do you?
You love slave now?
Okay, if it'll shut you two up, I'll tell you how it went. Lola and I had a really nice time.
Wait, that's not funny.
You could have knocked me over with a feather, but it's true.
All right, okay. Let me just ask you 2 questions. Where did he take you to eat? And did he order a happy meal?
Actually, he took me to the sea shanty down on Little Neck Road. And then...
Wait a second. Well, okay, yeah, sea shanty, dinner, fine. What happened at the door?
Well, after dinner, we took a walk down the beach, and we came across these little tide pools. There were little turtles, sea urchins, a whole microcosm.
Yeah. Turtles, sea urchins, tide pools, great. Now, what happened at the door?
Okay, you want to know what happened at the door? I'll tell you what happened at the door. He kissed my hand.
Where was your hand?
Whoa, check, please.
Oh, my, you aren't thinking the same thing, okay? Come on. All right, okay, so what are you saying? Are you saying that you would go out with him again?
Yeah, if he asked me, I would.
Go out with Lowell?
Yes.
You and Lowell, I cannot imagine a weirder couple than that.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
God, I hope they've been drinking.
Hey, Joe. Here's the service log. It's all up to date now.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Wait, not so fast, young man. I believe you had a date last night.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Tell us about your evening with Helen.
Huh? My date?
Yeah.
Well, if you guys can keep a secret, I'll sum up my date with Helen in 2 words. Boring.
I'm kidding.
I wish I were. All through dinner, she just kept chattering on and on about people in the news and world events and music. I mean, excuse me, there's a reason they put PBS on the channels nobody watches. Anyway, after 2 hours of her nonstop yakking, I figured the only way I was going to salvage the evening was to take her out to the sewage plant, a place where you just can't help but have a good time. But she gets sidetracked by these tide pools. I mean, she's going on and on about sea urchins and the meaning of life. I mean, didn't we all sleep through that lecture in high school? You guys haven't seen Helen around today, have you?
She was at her counter before.
Looks like she's gone now. I better get out there and get something to eat before the human yawn shows up.
Afternoon, Lowell. How are you?
Hey, Lowell. Where you been all day?
Hiding? I wasn't hiding. Can a guy do his job without being accused of hiding?
I didn't say anything about hiding. I just haven't seen you, and I wanted to say I had a really nice time last night.
So did I.
Good.
Well, enough about me. I'm going to get back to the old salt lick.
Mine.
What?
Salt mine.
Salt your what?
Forget it, Lowell.
Good, because I got to get back to the old salt lick.
Listen, Lowell, there's a show opening this Saturday at the Waldman Gallery, and I thought maybe you'd like to go.
Saturday?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Saturday. 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 Ooh, Saturday. Saturday. Saturday.
Lowell, you didn't answer my question. You want to go to the opening?
Well, what day was that again?
Saturday.
Right, right. Saturday.
Lowell.
Fine, I'll see you on Saturday.
Okay, great.
Okay. Darn, why'd she have to ask me out on Saturday? There's another reason I wish I was Jewish.
And you guarantee it's gonna be at my house in 30 minutes or it's free. Uh-huh. I'm setting my watch. Bye. Out of the way, Cochran.
What's the hurry, Roy?
I just ordered a pizza. If I don't get in front of that delivery guy and slow him down, I gotta pay for it. Move it or I'll lose it.
Women complain all the good men are taken.
Lowell, aren't you going to be late for your evening with Ellen?
Well, actually, I need a little advice.
Please, bend my ear. As a figure of speech. What's the problem?
You see, when Helen asked me out, I wanted to tell her no, but I couldn't. Now I'm afraid that this is just going to go on and on. I mean, we'll get engaged and married and have a whole mess of kids and they'll go off to college and next thing you know, it'll be our 40th wedding anniversary. If I tell her I don't want to date her then, it'll really sound stupid.
You know, there is a way to deliver unpleasant news without offending. For example, when I was a waiter, a gentleman who wanted to send back a steak, he told me, "Please understand, I am very, very picky. This is a beautiful piece of meat. It is well marbled. It does not have too much fat, but it is not done to my liking." And I was more than happy to oblige.
Because he was so nice to you.
That and because I knew Antonio would be dining well that night. But back to your problem. The most important thing is for you to remind Helen what a wonderful human being she is. And that while she is a fragrant flower, sadly, you will not be the one to pick her.
Pick her what?
Good luck.
Isn't this just amazing?
Oh, amazing. It's elegant. I'm particularly impressed with the artist's handling of the medium's natural inconsistencies, not to mention the delicate brushwork.
I can't believe you got that off of one quick look at this painting.
Painting? Oh, I thought we were talking about the wall.
See, that's what I love about you. You are so funny.
Listen, Helen, I was thinking about our date the other night.
Oh, so was I. You know, Lowell, it's the most refreshing evening I've had in a long time.
Well, that's probably because we were standing upwind of the sewage plant.
See what I mean? You just kill me.
But, Helen, getting back to our date the other night, you know,
I
had a good time, too.
Faye came in the other morning raving about the botanical gardens in Hyannis. So I thought maybe if you want to, we could go check it out together. I'm going to take Thursday off. So are you interested?
Thursday?
Uh-huh.
Thursday. Thursday. No, I'm varnishing my boat on Thursday.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm taking it off anyway. You need a hand?
No. Varnishing a boat, it's a one-man job. That's like my grandfather always used to say. Varnishing a boat, it's a one-man job. But you know, it's your day off. I mean, you shouldn't be working. You should be out having fun. You know, riding a bike or flying a kite or planning a picnic.
Ooh, a picnic. I haven't been on a picnic in ages. Why don't we plan one for next weekend?
Picnic? Helen.
You know what I love about abstract art? It lets you get in touch with your own emotions. Like this painting, what do you see?
I see a man trapped in a small room. He's lost all of his freedom. His world is closing in on him. But he's choking. He's gasping. There's no escape.
Lowell, I think you're reading a little too much into this one.
Pardon me. I couldn't help overhearing what you just said. While I hadn't intended to depict claustrophobia in my painting, it is gratifying to see someone responding to the pure visceral impact of my work. Thank you.
Hey! About that?
Why, sure, I'm glad I didn't say the other thing I was thinking.
What's that?
Neat colors. What am I, Henny Youngman? Listen, Helen, before we look at another painting, there's really something that I need to tell you, and it's not going to be easy. However, I'm not so sure it won't be funny.
Well, we're friends. If you have something to say, you just say it.
Great. I'm just going to come right out with it then.
Sure.
Helen, you're a beautiful piece of meat. You're tender, well-aged, excellently marbled, but just a little too fatty for my taste.
Lowell, are you dumping me?
You know, that word has different meanings to different people. I don't think of a dump as a bad place. It's a place where friends can gather, have a beer or two, shoot a rat possibly. It's not necessarily negative. Yes, I'm dumping you.
Okay, I mean, basically we've just gone to dinner and an art gallery, so it's not like a big relationship is crumbling, but I gotta admit, I'm curious why.
Well, yeah, it all comes down to this. You're botanical gardens, and I'm a sewage plant. You're a picnic. I'm a tractor pull. You're classical music. I'm another tractor pull. You're...
Yeah, Lowell, that's enough. I understand. It's okay.
All right. Now, Helen, just out of curiosity, if we hadn't split up today, do you think that I would have had a chance with you, you know, later on tonight?
No way.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling better about this breakup already.
Helen?
Joe, what are you doing here?
I was out working in the hangar, putting Armorall on the landing gear.
You were putting Armorall on plane wheels?
Oh, it looks nice, okay? Well, what are you doing here?
Well, I was on my way home, and then I remembered a lemon meringue pie was just delivered here this morning, so...
Then why are you eating chocolate frosting?
Because the raspberry tart I ate after the pie left a bitter taste in my mouth.
Helen, I know you. You only eat like this when something's really bothering you.
Oh, Joe, as if my life weren't pathetic enough. I've been dumped. By Lowell.
Really? I'm sorry.
You know, I knew it wasn't going to amount to anything. I was just having a good time, but being dumped is being dumped. Still shows on your dating stats. Well, I don't know, Joe. Maybe I'm just one of those people that was meant to be alone.
Oh, come on, Helen. You're never going to be alone. You've got lots of friends.
And I'd trade all of them for just one person who really cared about me.
Listen to me. You are smart, attractive, talented, and soon you're going to find someone that appreciates how really extraordinary you are.
You really think so?
Hell, you had me fooled there for a while. I'm kidding.
even kidding.
You know what thought just went through my head?
There's chocolate chip cookie dough in the refrigerator?
Not anymore. I was thinking, what if you were that someone?
Helen.
Well, no, really, I'm serious. I mean, think about it. Maybe our timing was just off. Maybe it's no accident that we're both still alone a year after we broke up, Joe.
Helen, you're just having a bad night. Oh, and just to be clear about this, you were the one that wanted to break up.
Yeah, maybe I was. Maybe I just didn't realize everything we had, Joe.
I was ready to give it another try.
You know, maybe we were on the right road, but we just took a wrong turn.
Maybe we did. Nah.
Good night, Joe.
Good night, Ellen.
Next on Cheers, it's the best Thanksgiving ever. How do we know? Because of this line of dialogue.
This is going to be the best Thanksgiving ever.
There's also a rare appearance by Norm's wife, Vera. So stay tuned to Nick at Night.